This summer, Bristol Bay set a record for the largest salmon run ever. 65.86 million sockeye. That's way higher than the preseason forecast. And the run isn't even over yet. So what makes Bristol Bay such a sockeye hotspot?
The question of why so many sockeye have returned to Bristol Bay the last 7-8 years is a bit of a mystery to, I think, most people, if not everyone.
Daniel Schindler is a professor and ecologist in the School of Aquatic and Fisheries Sciences at the University of Washington. He's also the principal investigator at the Alaska Salmon Program, a research project that has documented the watersheds surrounding parts of Bristol Bay since the late 1940s. 2021 marked Schindler's 25th year exploring and researching the Wood River system, one of the 9 rivers feeding into Bristol Bay. He knows a thing or two about salmon. Schindler spends his days from mid-June through mid-September walking a couple miles up and down obscure creeks and rivers each day, counting salmon as they return to their spawning grounds.
What'd you get, sir?
19 bearkill males, 14 bearkill females.
Yeah, so I got 422 males, 453.
At the end of July, only a fraction of sockeye have returned to spawn.
I mean, this looks like a lot of fish, but the peak is still probably another 10 days or so away.
But not every area of Alaska is seeing a lot of fish, like Bristol Bay. Like the Yukon River. This summer, communities along the Yukon saw some of the lowest Chinook and chum runs on record. Several communities have even appealed for federal aid through fishery disaster declarations. With access to decades of data, Schindler and his colleagues are trying to make sense of what sets Bristol Bay apart. One thing might be water temperature. Schindler says Western Alaska is one of the fastest warming places on Earth, and scientists have yet to rescale their charts over the last decade to adapt.
Climate warming seems to actually have benefited Bristol Bay sockeye. Warmer temperatures, more food, more growth opportunity, and they're still in the sweet spot of the water temperatures that are profitable.
Other parts of the state aren't as lucky. Ocean waters are a few degrees warmer in the Gulf of Alaska, and that slight difference has challenged fish populations south of Bristol Bay. Schindler says another possibility for Bristol Bay's success is the area's large and intact habitat. The surrounding watersheds are uninterrupted by roads, dams, and other development.
That's one of the reasons Bristol Bay is so unique, is that all of that habitat diversity is still here. All of that genetic diversity in the salmon and the life history diversity, as we call it, is still here. And it's interesting scientifically, but it's also important for the fishery because all that diversity stabilizes how many fish come back from year to year.
Schindler says it's normal for fish populations to fluctuate. And while at some point, Bristol Bay will likely see a smaller run, he remains optimistic.
It's hard to believe that the 50 to 60 million fish per year that we've been seeing, never mind the 63 or 4 million fish that we see this year, is going to continue at that level forever. But if we look into a crystal ball for the next century and look at the fact that the world is warming, you know, there's no reason to believe that Bristol Bay salmon populations won't continue to flourish even under substantially warmer temperatures.
But Schindler admits the ocean is a complex place, full of many unknowns that scientists still don't fully understand.
Really, the question is how much more warming can these systems withstand before it gets too warm, like we're seeing, for instance, in California and the other parts of the Pacific Northwest.
While that answer is still unknown, Schindler is certain that nature is resilient when we give it half a chance. Schindler plans to return to Bristol Bay each summer to count the salmon and better understand how the warming climate is impacting the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. Reporting from Dillingham, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.